Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 18th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Proportional assist ventilation for minimizing the duration of mechanical ventilation. This international clinical trial found that proportional assist ventilation with load adjustable gain factors did not result in a significantly shorter time to successful liberation from mechanical ventilation compared to pressure support ventilation in critically ill adults. These findings suggest that the routine use of proportional assist ventilation with load adjustable gain factors may not provide a clinically meaningful advantage in reducing the duration of mechanical ventilation. Article number 2. Is type 2 diabetes a modifiable risk factor for the evolution and progression of heart failure with a preserved ejection fraction? This article reviews the mechanisms by which type 2 diabetes mellitus may contribute to the development and progression of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, categorizing them into hyperglycemia-related and obesity/visceral adiposity-related pathways. It posits that both categories are potentially modifiable through interventions targeting glycemic control and weight management, suggesting avenues for preventing or mitigating heart failure with preserved ejection fraction in diabetic patients. Article number 3. First-in-human real-time MR-guided ventricular ablation for idiopathic outflow tract premature ventricular complexes. This study demonstrated the technical feasibility of real-time magnetic resonance-guided catheter ablation for idiopathic outflow tract premature ventricular complexes in humans. The procedure allowed for direct visualization of cardiac anatomy and lesion formation without radiation exposure, suggesting a promising radiation-free alternative to conventional ablation techniques for ventricular arrhythmias. Article number 4. Prevention of adverse cardiovascular events using the 23-valent pneumococcal polysaccharide vaccine, a randomized clinical trial. This randomized clinical trial found that the 23-valent pneumococcal polysaccharide vaccine did not significantly reduce the composite primary outcome of fatal and non-fatal acute coronary syndrome and ischemic stroke in people at increased cardiovascular risk. The study suggests that pneumococcal vaccination is not effective for primary prevention of atherosclerotic cardiovascular events. Article number 5. Subclinical coronary atherosclerosis and retinal optical coherence tomography angiography. This cross-sectional cohort study found an association between reduced retinal vascular density, as measured by optical coherence tomography angiography, and the presence of subclinical coronary atherosclerosis in asymptomatic individuals with elevated cardiovascular risk. These findings suggest that retinal microvasculature assessment may serve as a non-invasive tool for detecting early signs of coronary artery disease. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.